Good evening, everybody. Good evening. This is a great welcome. Bukhama Boim Chapati after this little break, this holiday period which we had. I'd like to welcome everybody back. We're going to be starting Hilchos Boira shortly. Halachas of selecting Boira, which are very relevant and very important halachas indeed. Prior to doing so, just a short, I remember the short, interesting conversation which I heard from my Rebbe and teacher, Rebbe Avraham Tzvi Halevi Shmulevitz, Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz's son, who told me once an interesting conversation he had himself with his Rebbe Rav Shach. He told me the following. He told me that in his days when he was young, then there was Rosh Hashivas, a whole group, a whole team of Rosh Hashivas that felt that there's no need for the summer holidays, for the summer ben hazmanim in the yeshivas. A lot of it is in a person's mind, and surely Bochum would manage to go through the summer period without break. And there's no real need to have this ben hazmanim for 3 weeks from Tisha B'Av till Rosh Chodesh Elul. What's the point of that? And boys would manage very well to learn right across. And they therefore went to Avshach to ask for his opinion, his authorization to cancel ben hazmanim and just to go right across till to cancel holidays and collectively doing to Avshach. Avshach was surprised him very much, and he said definitely not. He didn't agree to that idea at all. And he said the following. He said that it's very important. It's true that a lot, really, one doesn't really need a holiday. It could potentially be, he said, but really what would happen then is that the year would be divided into two. Pesach half year, Sukkot is half year. And would end up being that Elul, leading towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, would end up being the end of the term, end of the half year, end of the half year period. And Elul, leading towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, can't be at the end of a season. It has to be with his chachos, it has to be with rejuvenation, it has to be with a, as we say in Yiddish, with a fishkeit, with a freshness, with a burn, with a fire. It has to come with a fresh attitude, with freshness. That's what it is, with rejuvenation. And it said if a person would, if it would be at the end of a term, if El would come at the end of a season, then that would be terrible. He said that it's worthwhile having the ben hazmanim just to start Rosh Chodesh Elul with the fishkeit, to start with that Elul would be a start and not an end. And that the person's attitude and a person's hasmod and a person's cheshek, a person's heart will be with freshness and rejuvenation. For that, it's worth having 3 weeks of break. These were the words of Rav Shach, as I heard from him, from Shmulevitz, who apparently was one of the, was involved in that. So I think very much with this in mind, a person, well, if once he reaches a certain age, he has seen many Elul's. He has seen many Rosh Hashanahs. He can predict what it's going to be like. You know what Rosh Hashanah looks like. You know what Elul looks like. He knows the shofar, and he doesn't, it's not so self-understood. It's not so posh that he gets the Ur Sheni Meter Demaschem that Rambam says. He doesn't wake up so easily from his slumber and from his sleep, but just seeing the Tkiyah shofar because he's heard it so many times already. It's not so posh that it doesn't happen so naturally and so easily. And he needs a bit of his chatshus in its own. And a person may have heard 30, 40, 50 times already the Tkiyas Shofar for 30, 40, 50 years. And to get that his chatshus, that Uri Shenim Tir Damaschem, that rejuvenation of his chatshus, that is not so poshut. Hence, we have to appreciate the words of the Rav Shach and understand it. And having said that, and I hope that we're going to have a gewaldige chatshus and a gewaldige avodah towards Elul, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shin Yud Tes, page Kuf Lamed Tes. When is a person allowed to select? What exactly are the conditions? We know there are the three conditions. What is Boira exactly selecting? When is it permitted? When is it not permitted? Is it only with regards to food? Does it also apply with the socks in the cupboard that you want to take fresh socks? What about the coat?
What about the fruits, and what about the shells of all the fruits? Is that a problem or not for taking that? All these halachas are covered by Siyat Lishmayin Simen Shinu Yates, and that's what we're going to be covering today, Be'ezah Hashem. So that's it's a great opportunity of clarity in those halachas. Okay. Simen Shinu Yates Din Aboyre B'Shabbes Uvo Yud Zayin Tzeifim. I'd like to start with the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Who gives us a very clear, basic outline of the melacha. Hine, behold, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom in our editions. Hine, behold, boyre u'echad melametes melachas. The halacha of boyre, of selecting, is one of the 39 melachas, shel Shabbos on Shabbos. V'chayovin oleo gamkin chatos b'shoigeg, and here, like in the other melachas, you're chatos, you're obligated to bring a korban. Chatos b'shoigeg. If you do select, if you do boire b'shoigeg, inadvertently, then it's a person chayv shoigeg. B'shoigeg is chayv chatos. V'misa b'meizdin. If a person actually selects and he does boire in a forbidden way, b'meizit willingly, then he's chayv misa, is chayv death penalty. K'mo yal sham melachas, like by all the other 38 melachas. V'avaniseinu rabim, with our great sins nowadays. Ha be'anoshim nicholim b'isa boire. It's the kind of melacha that many people do make mistakes, and they will sometimes get things wrong when it comes to melacha of boire. Well, came therefore ere levoiroi so beizra Hashem b'chol protelt. It is worthwhile discussing it in great detail and having clarity in this melacha because the mistakes are so common. V'aktim lo zeh asim v'akdom uktzorin. I will therefore make a little bit of an introduction, says the Mishnah Berurah, a short and brief and concise introduction. V'hu, and that is ein chol isa boire min haTorah. The isa boire on a Torah level is only happens kim be'echam mishloisha ofanim, when three conditions apply. When all those three conditions apply, then there is a chiyuv min haTorah. Shoz derech breiro ukein b'chol, because that's the normal way of selecting on a weekday, and hence if you do it in that particular way, you'll be chayv min haTorah if you do it on Shabbos. And these are the three conditions. In boire psoilis mitoich oichel, you have to first of all, need to select the bad from the good. We'll discuss a lot about this. But the first condition is, you need to select bad from good. Psoilis, which literally means remains, min oichel, from the food. Hafilu boire biyodo, even if you do it with your hand, and if you're trying to eat it immediately, kam kin chayv, you also chayv. So condition number one is if you do a boire, psoilis mitoich oichel, whatever happens, you're going to be chayv min haTorah. Psoilis mitoich oichel, he's chayv min haTorah. Condition number two, no, condition is not the right word, really, thinking about it. It's not condition, it's
A way of transgression.
That's the word. Yeah. Where the second one, the second. So if you do psoilis mitoich oichel, whatever you do, the rule of thumb is, if you do psoilis mitoich, if you're taking the bad from the good, whatever you do, whatever happens, if you do bad from good, you're going to be chayv min haTorah on boira. Point number two. You have to take bad from good, that's chayv min haTorah. Base. Secondly, if you're using a utensil, a kli, which the norm is to do boir through that keli, that's also a very important condition. That in, if you take a kli, if you're using a kli for your selecting process, then you're going benapov, ruara, these are keli which are normally used for doing a boir process. If you're using a keli, it doesn't make a difference if you do it for now, for later. It doesn't make a difference if you're using a keli, then even if you're taking the good from the bad, you're still going to be chayiv. Even if you're taking the good from the bad, once you're using a keli, you're chayiv. Condition number two, keli. Shekhen derech haboyer b'kli, because that's what normally people do. They select through using a keli. Pamu boyer oichel mitech apsoilis. K'yon shenik v'akvor dokin v'oichel ukas. We'll speak a lot about this. And gimel, I'm skipping two lines. And third, was the word you used? The third way of transgressing. Even if you're not using a keli, even if you're using your hand. But even if you are trying to do oichel b'tach psoilis, but you're not doing this for now, you're doing it for later, you're doing a boire process in mind that you're doing this for later on. I'm selecting for something which is going to be used later on, not right now, but later on, then whatever you do, you're going to be chayev. You're only therefore allowed to do boire in this particular way. You need to be careful on three conditions, and they are: firstly, you need to always ensure to take the good from the bad, food from the remains. You need to take good from bad. Condition number one. Condition number two: you always need to ensure to use your hand and not a keli. Yodai v'lo a keli. And thirdly, shvigam shidat elechem yad. You can only do these, you can only do this if you're doing it for now and not for later. Sha'oz lav derech breru helo derech achilehi. And these are now the words of the Mishnah, which are really important. If you're using it, if you're doing oichem b'tach psoiles, and you're doing it with your hand, biyodai, and you're doing it for now, then it's not, why is it mutter then? Why is it like a mutter? Why is it mutter? Why is it that those three conditions allow you to do a selection process? Why is it? So the answer is, because what would be an example that you're allowed to do boira? What would be that those three conditions apply? Pardon? Fishbone perhaps. Perhaps it's a bit more complex, but let's assume, yeah. Okay, now let's go for your example. Okay, so what's the fishbone example? How are you doing it? You've got a fish, and you are taking the bones out. No, how are you doing it? You take the fish, right? You take the fish off the bones, and you're doing it with your hand. And straight away. That would be an example that all three conditions apply, and therefore it's mutter to boire. Why is it mutter to do it?
You can use cutlery.
We'll speak about cutlery extensively. Yes, that's right. It doesn't have to be biyodri mamish as to whether cutlery and why cutlery is okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's a good point. Why is that not considered? Clearly, we'll speak about cutlery. It's a good question. So, my question is, why is it that it's mutter? This is going to be important yesoid. Why is that if those three conditions apply, it is mutter to do boire? Surely you're still selecting good from bad. At the end of the day, if you're eating the fish, now you still got the fish and you're not having the bones. So why is it mutter? Oh, very good. The answer is, because what you're doing is you are doing eating. You're not doing selecting, you're doing in ma'aseh of achila. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in his beautiful nusach. He says, Sha'az, when you do this, and your three conditions apply. Look at the beautiful words of the Mishnah Berurah. Lav derech breirahi, it's not considered a way of selecting. Ela, only derech achilehi. What you're doing is an action of eating. Because when you're doing something for immediate, you're eating that fish and you're leaving the bones out, what you're doing really is you're eating. It's true that at the end of the day you have selected in one way or another, but since really your action is considered an action of achile, ma'aseh achile, not selecting, and not ma'aseh of selecting. And then Mishnah Berurah finishes off. Elu ikir aklolim. These are the main rules. Shebesimen zev yeser apotim nevoyim yitzah Hashem besimen abo. And there's more to be discussed, obviously, in the forthcoming simen. So, but this is the rule of thumb that you need. There's three conditions which apply. We'll discuss details within those traditions within those three conditions over the next simen. Three conditions. Once the three conditions apply, it's mutter. If any of the three conditions are not applied, any of the three conditions, then it becomes also at times the rice, at times the abonon.
I want to say the reason you can do these three because that is not the way the halakha was done in the.
Interesting. So that's not the way. I see. Then it would. I see. But then lechayre would remain on. It would. You'd still perhaps be in the abonon then. You need to come on to. We need to come on to a svara that it's a ma'aseh achila. It's mutar lechatchila. Once the three conditions apply. Three conditions apply. Yeah. So again, the three rules are three conditions. Psoilis mitach oich. Oich mitach psoilis. Food from bad. Secondly, biyodoi. You need to do your hand. It needs to be with your hand. And thirdly, it needs to be miyad immediately. Now, all those three, obviously, we need to define much, much closer. What exactly is miyad? How long is miyad? And what exactly is biyad? What's your hand exactly? And that will be discussed. It doesn't. You're right. Those two conditions are separate. You're right. They're not interconnected. Right. Okay. It is in a way a very long d'shem melacha, a bit similar to hoitzah, and it's very different than, for instance, cooking. Why?
Nothing's changing.
So it's very long d'sh. It's very intellectual melacha. It's a very intellectual melacha because nothing has really changed. If you're looking at the fish, well, the fish has changed a bit. Yeah, the fish has changed, admittedly. But if you're looking at the item individually, yeah, you're having a salad, whatever. You don't like the tomatoes. Yeah, the what the? Tomatoes. That's a good guess. Okay, so if you're taking all the tomatoes out, at the end of the day, the tomato hasn't changed. Yeah, it was in a salad, and now it's not in a salad anymore. But you've actually done issur d'oraisa by taking the salads out and having the salad without tomato. You've done issur d'oraisa, and that's very different than the bishul, or than the boina, or the kosev, in which you've actually created something. Yesh ma'ayin. Here you haven't created something. You just distinguish. You've separated things, and that's why it's more lomdish. And in a way, it's a malacha, which is a little bit comparable to hoitzah because it is more subtle. Yeah, and therefore we did mention a little while ago that there's therefore a bit of machloikus. I mean, it's not really a machloikus, a bit of a discussion, should I say? What happens if you did do the malacha of boireya? You didn't think for a minute, or I don't know what happened exactly, and you did select. Okay, you did push the tomatoes out of the salad. Or you did take the fish. You did take out the bones out of the fish in a non-permitted way. And now you say, oh no, I've done boira. Does it help in any way to mix it back together or not? Does it help in any way? Because for the good, feel good factor, for the psychological, you know, you want to knock off that list on that in the averus and doing a sesim et shuvah. You know, does it help anyway?
The
averus is done, exactly. You cannot help it. It's like, yeah, carrying something back to the Rosh Hashanah kind of thing.
And you say something to yourself, like, for example, with Bishul, if you sort something out, do we say, well, you have to wait until after Shabbat Chedesh Yaseh?
Yeah, that's a good question. Does the Chedesh Yaseh apply with regards to that? Well, the Chedesh Yaseh would be a split second.
Depends. I mean, there are some...
Some boil which take a bit longer, yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I do not know. I don't know. Very interesting question. Does the Chedesh Yaseh apply that? I don't know. Yeah, you'd say that it would make sense still to merge them, to mix it all together. In what way? Because have you undone the Aveira in any way? You haven't undone the Aveira. The Aveira's been done. The melach has been done. All you've done is
cut wine time.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you really do worry, you do some kind of
tikkun. Yeah.
So this way you mix it back.
Yeah, but I see, but you don't...
It's like saying if you boil a cup of water and you stick it in the freezer so it's cold again. Have you undone the
malacha of Bishul? Yeah, so I suppose the argument would be that you haven't undone it, yet you did do it, and afterwards you did something else which was its opposite, but you didn't undo it. It's not like, yeah, it's done. Yeah. Somebody does, it ties a knot in the rice away. Somebody builds, it does boina, and afterwards it does soisa. It doesn't help the malacha of boina that he transgressed. So also with boira, pashtus, once it's done a ma'aseh boira, there's nothing can do about it. Yeah. Right, so that's that. There is a very key question. I'm only going to mention it now, just as an introductory question mark, because we will not be able to cover it now. There's later points, but that's something which is an ongoing issue, and perhaps the greatest question with regards to boira, and that's the definition of?
Miyad.
No, that's not, that's a bit of a question, not the main question, perhaps.
What's the question?
What do you think is the main question when it comes to boira?
What's right now?
Yeah, that's what's miyad. That's a key question, but I have an even more fundamental question. That's, you know what, that's also very good. That's probably, you know what, that's probably just as much a key question. Very good. Very good. But it's something else. Oh, very good. Very good. But the Boire is always defined, and we'll have to talk about that more, but I'm just throwing it in now. Boire is always, the starting point of Boire is you're selecting something which is a mixture. The salad, right? You've got a mixture, and you're taking the tomatoes out of it. The fish with the bones, you're taking the bones out of the fish. It's clearly something which was one unit, and you're selecting something from a greater unit. That is Boire. What happens if you've got something which is a very large, you don't have a salad, but you've got spread out in a massive, you've got a massive mixture, which it's spread out in a massive area. You've got lots and lots of tomatoes, and you're taking one, they're spread out in a massive area. You know what, you've got a massive, huge table, and on there they spread out a huge amount of tomatoes, and you're asked to pick one of them, and you're taking one of them, the bad one out. Is that considered Boire? Is that considered Boire? You're taking one bad apple or one bad tomato of a huge amount of a massive area. Is that considered Boire or not? Oh, you're saying that, sure it is, because at the end of the day, you are selecting. But would you hear an argument that it's not considered Boire? Let's say they're not touching. No, they're not touching. Right, you're saying that since they're not touching?
Because that's the
part
that you want.
So you're saying that it doesn't make a difference. Any tinus, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you're selecting. That's the one you want, or the one you don't want, rather, and if you're selecting. So now here comes a key question, that perhaps, it's all, perhaps if things are not together, that's not considered a mixture, and therefore it's not considered Boire. Boire is always based on the fact it's a mixture. If something is not mixed, who said that's considered Boire? More to be discussed than that. That's one of the key, very important, essential questions when it comes to Boire. We'll talk more about it. You're all saying that if it's not touching, it should be fine. That's not always so posh. But we'll speak Be'ezer Hashem about that. Okay, very good question. That's about definition. The Shulchan Aruch will discuss that Be'ez Hashem shortly. Okay, so let's start a little bit with the words of Shulchan Aruch. Somebody who is boire, who selects oichel, good or food, from remains. Alternatively, that there was two good foods. And he takes one from those types. Now these are professional kelim. And the point the Shulchan Aruch makes over here, even if you're taking oichel mitoch psoiles, boire oichel mitoch psoiles, even which normally we said oichel mitoch psoiles is normally fine. But the Shulchan Aruch is now telling us, what we have just discussed a few minutes ago, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us now that if you're using a keli, a professional keli, which is penapo chvara, which are professional keli, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So this is the rule, well, I think we call it rule, I think it's instead of the bayat, so that's rule number two, that if a person uses a keli, a professional keli for selecting, is chayiv. Doesn't make a difference, doesn't help him that it's urchem tach psoilis, doesn't help him that it's miyad, because at the end of the day, he has now selected through a keli, and therefore Shulchan Aruch tells us, chayv, it's a Torah transgression. Mishneh Berurah adds in Sifkot Na'alef, benapa uchvor chayv, shezeh udeich birosoi, these are normal kelim, which are used for selecting the sieves, and they're normal kelim used for sieving, and therefore he's chayv by using a keli on Shabbos. Afilo yobedai to lechol alta, even if he intends to eat it immediately. Now comes a little bit of a chiddush, which is bekonon of v'tamchoy potavol osu. These are kelim which are not miyuchad for boira. A konon is I forgot what it's called. Do you know this kelim? They're not necessarily used for. It's like a big on top and then like a tube in the bottom.
Funnel,
that's it. So that is not normally used for selecting. It's normally used for. What is it used for normally?
It's used for separating out.
It's not necessarily for selecting. Yeah, maybe perhaps, but it's.
Like,
Transferring. Not spilling, transferring, exactly. But it does do an act of selecting as well. Very good. That's exactly the point. So it's normally, you're right. Because normally it is used for a, from one keli to another keli. It also can be used as a, it can be also used as a, as selecting, right? From solid, from liquid. So it can be used for that as well. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here that this, because it's not normally a keli which is miuchet, it's not a keli which is normally designated for boira, therefore, he's not chayav in a Torah. But at the end of the day, you have done a ma'aseh boira, and therefore it's midrabanan. So therefore, b'kono v'tamchoi, tamchoi is a kind of pot which also is, the end is on is different, they've got different shape, and therefore you can do boira through that as well, but it's not, it's intentional. So b'kono v'tamchoi, potu aval osu. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Right, okay. Shulchan Aruch finishes off with the heter aspect, which is maybe the poshter halacha, that if a person does boireir and he uses his hand, and it is also, all the conditions are not mentioned, but clearly that's what he means, it is also miyad, and it's then it's mutter, it is permitted. Here again, Shulchan Aruch does not define what mutter is. We will talk about that image shame in due course. Right, so Rabbi Yisrael, we've had an Abayim introduction regards to Shem and Shin Yutes. It's telling us Din Abayim Rebbe Shabbos. We learned that the three conditions are that Oichem Dach Psoiles, Biad, and Miad. And if one of the three conditions are not fulfilled, then it's Chayv, mostly Medei Reise. And we spoke about the Nap of Gvor, which is a professional Kelim, which makes it the Reise. If it's not Kelim Yichudom, it's going to be the Rabbonon. More on this Melocha Beis Hashem tomorrow.